Have you taken one of those DNA tests? You know the kits that you've probably seen advertised online or on TV? It's a DNA kit you get in the mail, and with a simple swab of your cheek or spit in a cup, after a few weeks, you get all this information about your origin, who your ancestors were, and where they came from. It's fascinating. My niece took one, and she loves all things British monarchy. Seriously, she does. She loves the Queen and all things royal. So when hers came back that she was 76% British, she was over the moon thrilled, and it made her love of England that much deeper. People around the world are discovering the past and parts of their story they would have never known. Family connections and history are being discovered. A radio friend of mine, through a DNA test, discovered he has a half-brother in France. It's an amazing story that's been featured in national media. His dad served in World War II and was stationed in Normandy, where he fell in love with a French girl. The couple planned to marry, but through war-torn life circumstances, it didn't work out. My friend's dad, after the war, went on to build a new life back in the U.S. and died never knowing he had a son in France. Through a simple DNA test, brothers were reunited and families expanded. The resemblance and even life similarities of these brothers is remarkable. Life can take some amazing twists and turns through the pages of our history. Through a moment of discovery, pieces of a story you never knew come to light. When Jesus was born into this world, they didn't have DNA testing, but they did have genealogies. And Matthew breaks the 400-year silence in Matthew chapter 1 with a Jewish legal document. He traces the earthly lineage of Jesus back 42 generations, from Abraham to King David to the last king of Judah, and ends with Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus. In the first 17 verses of Matthew chapter 1, he is basically showing the world a DNA test and saying, this right here, all these begots, this information fulfills all that you have believed and all that you have anticipated. Here it is. It's a mic drop moment. And if you spend time going through the names and reading and understanding some of the stories of the men and women that make up this family tree, it's full of some crazy twists and turns and failures and broken people restored, yet ultimately used by God to bring forth His Son into this world as God with us. We are given the DNA test of Jesus through this ancestral line, the son of David, the son of Abraham, Jesus Christ, the long-awaited Messiah. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Words from the prophet Isaiah 700 years before Jesus' birth. Prophecies foretold and fulfilled, a genealogy full of imperfect people in need of the very Savior that their family tree would deliver. Matthew lays it out for the Jewish people of that day and for us today, who Jesus is. Born of a virgin, the Son of God, sent to earth to fulfill God's plan of salvation and redemption for the world, the greatest gift of all. For you and me. That's the truth. Who is this Jesus? He's Emmanuel, God with us. I'm Lori Klein.